This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Midnight tonight, the legislative session is completed, and it stops. I mean, it just stops. And the budget cleared the Senate last night as is, and now heads to the governor's desk. A lot to talk about this morning. We'll start off with Vin Candelora, the House Republican leader. We'll talk to Jason Rojas, who's the majority leader, a little bit later this hour. Representative Candelora, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good. How are you?
I got a couple little questions. First of all, like when the Senate's going over the budget, what are you guys doing?
We're doing other bills.
Okay.
So there's just other priorities, Senate or House bills that we're passing.
Now, I haven't been through this, obviously, as much as you have. To have the budget clear both chambers by the night before, is that early or is that how it usually ends up?
Yeah, I mean, lately it is pretty typical. It's sort of the last week of session. You know, way back in the day, I guess they used to do it even as early as May. But the budget and the committees don't get done till the end of April. So you're looking at May being the primary time to negotiate it. So it is always late. And typically, it's been sort of the last few days.
So, you know, by the way, we have John Lieberman here in studio. He may have a question for you as well. So today, there's going to be some, you know, incredible rush to get a bunch of stuff done, which I think can be a little frustrating because there's obviously a lot of really good pieces of legislation that don't get voted on. What is today like?
Today, we will be rushing around. People will be frantic trying to get the bills that they want passed. We do have the bond bill to do, so that includes all of our borrowing, school construction, some fixes to the budget that are all going to be in one particular bill that we'll take up this morning. So that'll be the biggest priority. And then you'll just see a frenzy of people trying to get their priorities and their initiatives out the door, because obviously, as you said, everything dies at midnight.
Representative John Lieberman here. Thanks for your time. I have a question for you. If I'm reading the budget right, it includes tax increases on corporations, and it also doesn't do a lot to address kind of Connecticut's housing crisis, which we all know is kind of driving business away, hindering economic growth. I wanted to get your take on that and how this budget could impact, you know, the business climate in Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, I think the budget is very problematic for the business communities. We are eliminating the cap that was on the unitary tax. That tax is sort of not understandable by people. But what it is, essentially, is businesses that are located throughout the country that might have subsidiaries that are wholly owned. It collapses their companies from a tax perspective and looks at all their revenue in computing what their income tax would be. It generates a lot of revenue. And the problem is it's a lot of revenue from a few businesses. So larger companies like CVS, Aetna, Home Depot, have come forward and said, don't do this. It's going to cost us millions of dollars. That worries me. There's also a tax in there on your cell phones. It's a 5-cent tax that is, people could opt out. It's going into a firefighter's fund for sort of like workers' comp claims. And the cell phone companies have said they can't administer it. It's a problem with how it is written. So those taxes are going to be difficult. I think it's going to make Connecticut's economy continue to be sluggish. There was a separate housing bill, but as I said on the floor, I pay $1,000 a month just for the privilege to live in my house because property taxes are so high, in part because we rely on paying for education through the property tax. And we've been talking about that since I've been in the chamber. Somehow that issue needs to get addressed because as we're seeing commercial properties go down after COVID and residential valuations are going up, taxes are shifting to residences at a much larger pace right. in communities, and it's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, we talked with Sean Scanlon about this, and he's basically like it's going to take courage for somebody to reform the whole system, and they might be a one-term governor if they do that, but yeah. It would help us in the long term. And so it will take political courage to do something that it seems like everyone kind of would like to do anyway. But we're talking with Vin Candelora, the House Republican leader. I think to take a step back for people who are, not following it as closely as obviously you're immersed in it, but people are like, okay, we have $4 billion in a rainy day fund. We have surpluses, mm-hmm. yet there's all this pressure on spending. And in some respects, we just talked about, corporate taxes, going up. Explain to people why we seem to have so much, but yet there's all this tension over spending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, this is where Republicans and Democrats departed this year on the budget because the caps are put in place not just to control spending, but also the volatile income, the income that is dangerous to book into your budget because it might not be there next year. It's stock market income, essentially. We made a policy change 8 years ago to say that volatile income should pay down on our unfunded liabilities, which is debt that is up to about $80 billion. We lead the country in having the highest indebtedness. So we wanted that money to go there. And what the Democrats did this year is they rejiggered it. They're taking some of that volatility income and they're spending more of it. They think it's a good idea. We think it's a bad idea because the minute there's a slight recession, you're going to get into budgetary trouble. And then it essentially is going to turn off that faucet and stop putting money into our unfunded liabilities, which continue to grow unless we make those extra payments.
So have the guardrails, quote unquote, been compromised?
Yeah, I think the guardrails effectively have been decimated because taking that volatile income is essentially shutting that spigot off, as I said. The spending cap, they found another way to do an end around the cap. So there's a gimmick that's allowing them to spend up to $500 million of revenue. And then they diverted all the surplus permanently into this endowment child fund, which is off budget. So for me, there's a lot of things that are done that have decimated the fiscal stability of the state. And what concerns me is it's at a time when our budget last year was over budget by $500 million, and we didn't correct any of the spending practices that have caused it to go over budget. So I'm worried that it's going to be over budget again next year, but we've wiped out all those revenue streams. We've wiped out our savings account to address those things that may happen. There is a diversion that they created to have a savings account of $350 million to do a wait and see to address some of the issues. But because they continue to put the undocumented health care in the legislation, we also know there's going to be a $700 million shortfall because the federal government is saying you can't keep doing that. So the budget is creating a storm, and we're going to see that storm hit probably in the fall.
How are you doing on rest?
I'm exhausted this year, and I saw it coming. I think so. One thing, being a veteran, you know when you're going to be in big trouble, and we've just had a lot of late midnight hours in a row. So it's been a late night, you know, throughout the last week, but your body gets used to it.
Yeah,
I'll crash tomorrow, and then I'll probably end up sick, you know, when the adrenaline leaves you. Yeah.
Well, maybe my joke is always you can enjoy it in the south of France, maybe, but you got to come back for the special session. So, because
yeah, exactly,
we're going to have it. You know, I say this to both sides of the political spectrum. It's important for our listeners to hear directly from people, and all through the process, despite your exhaustion, we're really grateful that you take the time to just share your thoughts with us. It means a lot to our listeners, and I know it's important.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree, and I appreciate you having me.
All right, have a good well, it's 7:30 now, and we know you'll be up at least midnight, so
good get luck. Some
at
coffee.
At least we know it'll only be until midnight, so that's the good news. Yeah,
we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.